USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump tweeting, "Welcome to the race, Sleepy Joe," as the former Vice President Joe Biden becomes the 20th Democrat to get into the race for 2020. As for word, he doesn't want former President Obama to endorse him. Biden telling reporters,
"I asked President Obama not to endorse, and he doesn't want to. Whoever wins this nomination should win it on their own merits."
Now, earlier, Biden announcing via video he's running, saying our best days still lie ahead.
"I believe history will look back on 4 years of this president and all he embraces as an aberrant moment in time. But if we give Donald Trump 8 years in the White House, he will forever and fundamentally alter the character of this nation, who we are. And I cannot stand by and watch that happen."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
It's a first, the leader of North Korea meeting with Russian President Putin. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
The first summit between Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was short on substance, but long on symbolism, and that's what both men need. That's at least according to former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Bill Richardson. He explains on Fox News.
Well, it's not much substance. No economic assistance went to Kim. But it fulfills the objectives of the two leaders. For Putin, it shows he's still a major player on the world stage. For Kim, it shows that he's not isolated diplomatically.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Taking a look now at your money, a mixed bag on Wall Street. The Dow down almost 135 points to close at 26,462. The Nasdaq up almost 17 points. The S&P 500 down a point. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The NRA, once again, the target of a lawsuit. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
A gun safety group is suing over alleged campaign spending violations by the NRA. The nonprofit Giffords Law Center filing a lawsuit against the Federal Election Commission, saying it hasn't acted on its multiple complaints about the National Rifle Association. The group claiming the NRA made illegal contributions to President Trump and six other Republican candidates. And it accuses the NRA of using a network of shell corporations to, in the words of the lawsuit, unlawfully coordinate expenditures with those Republican campaigns. The FEC has declined to comment on the pending litigation, and there's been no comment from the NRA. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you can believe it, Iran reportedly wants to do a deal with the U.S. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Iran's top diplomat has offered the U.S. government a prisoner swap. Mohammad Javad Zarif told the Asia Society that Iran has yet to receive a response from the Trump administration.
All these people that are in prison, inside the United States, on extradition requests from the United States, we believe their charges are phony. The United States believe the charges against these people in Iran are phony. Why? Let's not discuss that. Let's have an exchange.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.